Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Hit break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crisis!
Dude, I got the fun. Hey, everybody, it's the Legion of Skanks. We're coming to you from our Zoom episode. What's up? I'm Big J. Okerson. That's Davey Smith. That's the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
What's up, doggies?
What's up, dudes? I wanted to start this by reading you a fucking hilarious message I got earlier from the DM. A guy wrote, hey, if I wrote a joke for you and you like it, would you pay me for it? Also, this is assuming I'm talking to you, which is probably not the case. So whoever you are, can you tell Jay I got a joke bit for him? I go, oh, you know what? It'll be nice for him to hear back from me. So I wrote back, hey, buddy, I actually don't do jokes that I didn't write completely. But that said, not every comic works like that. So maybe shop it around. Thanks for thinking of me, though.
Yeah, tell him to send it over here. I need some new stuff.
Well, listen, I go, all that nice thing. And thank you for thinking of me, though. And then he wrote back, yeah, I kind of need a fat guy for it. Maybe later I go, dude, he's shopping around though. Somebody else might look like
it. He goes, yeah, this will work for you or Bobby Kelly last year, but I don't know. This won't work for anyone.
Yeah, this is pretty much for fat shits.
What's the joke?
I want to hear the joke.
Oh, he didn't tell me the joke.
Oh, you should ask for the joke. Can I write and please see? Because he'll see it.
Well, no, he's the no. I won't say it on the air because he wants to sell it to somebody.
Listen to me.
I'm aware it's not going to get sold. Of course,
tell him this. Be like, hey, dude. Be like, can you just be like, I won't use a joke in my act, but we will say it on the Legion of Skanks right now, and we'll see if Lewis and Dave think it's a genuinely funny joke, okay. And then he can go and sell it beyond that. Who gives a shit?
You want to do it now? Assuming
text him right now, see if he responds. I bet you he will. If you say, "Hey, dude, I'm on right now," be like, "What's the joke? I want to say it on the air."
So imagine thinking you have a joke so good that a professional comedian's going to buy it from you. Like, dude.
Well, they would do that in like the 80s and 90s. You would hear about people selling jokes or offering people money for jokes.
Yeah,
that's like a thing that would fucking actually happen.
Yeah, so weird.
Imagine that. These guys that sold their whole acts back in the day.
Hang on. My podcast now. If you want me to say the joke on there, I will.
No, don't say it like that, Jay, because it's not that he wants you to say it on there. You don't learn how to sell, dude. So he should word that.
I'm not trying to sell anything.
You're trying to sell first of all, Jay, let me tell you something, my friend. In life,
sale.
You're either selling or buying, baby boy. So who are you? Are you the bitch-ass motherfucker who's buying right now?
Are you selling a joke or are you buying a joke?
What are you doing here, doggy?
I'm
saying sell some of your jokes to me.
I'm not buying this guy's joke.
So sell him some jokes. I'm confused.
He goes, he also asked if you have anyone in mind to sell it to.
Another fat guy? Who'd be the fat guy?
I don't know.
That would buy a joke.
Who do I pay this forward to?
Nobody. I just don't know anybody in the world. Anybody who has enough money to buy jokes is good at telling jokes. Like, there's no loser who's got disposable income to buy jokes.
I don't know. Stavros is fat and he's got a lot of money. He could buy a
Netflix
joke.
Special, right?
Yeah, he can afford to buy a joke or two.
Came out today, I think.
Today.
I think it's out today. A lot of fun stuff here that I've seen before. Yeah, these are good topics. Josh Giddey, though, we did talk about him. We got
There's
that
an update
story last
it, right?
week. There's an update. Yeah.
What is it?
Apparently, well,
fill people in if you haven't heard sure. what happened. This is an Australian basketball player.
Young player on the Oklahoma City Thunder. And he's apparently been dating a 15-year-old for a while.
Let's just say he was willing to risk it all for his passion.
Yeah. And she and what it said at first, are the last we heard, her family was kind of saying nothing about it. But there's like video of them kicking it. And I think she's like,
but
I'm fucking Josh Giddey.
Yeah, video being like, I'm fucking Josh Giddey. It's wild. He's 22, she's 15.
Gloria Allred. Oh man, you don't want this girl on your ass. This kid's fucking
why not her?
She's like just a kind of famous shark lawyer.
For what?
She defended Cosby's victims. She
defended Cosby's
victims. She loves jumping in the news and being like, I'll fucking take this prick down. Like,
wait, she defended Cosby's victims? Oh no, she
victims.
She represented
the victims.
Represented them. Yeah, yeah.
She didn't defend them. Cosby wasn't like coming after
them. Yeah, yeah. You're like, they raped me. Wait a second, Mr. Cosby. Are you saying, yup? There's the doodle with my diddly dangle.
Oh, shit. I brought him back to my house and she offered me a drink.
And then they have their way with me and they started zipping and zapping and popping and booping.
So she's like a high profile, goes after
the highest profile. She's like,
So you're Josh Giddey. You open up this,
your heart drops
into your stomach. You're like,
motherfuck. Well, what are they hiring her for exactly? That's what I'm not quite sure. I assume statutory in some way, but let's see. If we may, I believe, we have the article.
Is there any information?
It's okay. Well, take your time.
It's a follow up article. Listen, when we get it, we get it.
We'll see. The family of Libby Cook, the alleged minor who reportedly had sex with NBA star Josh Giddey, has retained the services of a high-profile lawyer, Gloria Allred. Allred has risen to fame in recent years for her involvement in high-profile sexual assault lawsuits. Bill Cosby, Donald Trump. She represents the people who sue. So yeah, they're gonna just sue this guy. It's not even gonna be a criminal charge.
Maybe,
I don't know shit about the law, right? But my assumption is if you're the lawyer,
you're allowed to fuck a 15-year-old.
If you're famous enough.
Hold on. Wait a minute now. You're not allowed to fuck a 15-year-old?
What's his points per game?
Your Honor, if I had known that was frowned upon.
My assumption is if you're her, you are saying, hey, go press criminal charges because this is going to look better for our civil case. Because if you don't press criminal charges, how are you going to say that this was that damaging to you and that fucking, like, I'm like, just from my standard would be like, no, you got to go press. Even if you don't want to press criminal charges, you just want to sue the guy. You got to do it.
But they're not really saying, like, why they're like what they retained her services for. Well, I mean, does the article go
there's
on?
There's no other reason. Why else would they be retaining your services?
Speculation.
Go back to that article again. Is that it?
They gave the details of the background from that article. I could go back.
Gotcha.
But I'm looking for more information. Like now Josh is saying that it was just a one night stand, but it apparently happened.
That is the worst defense to fucking a 15-year-old. I never loved her. I didn't give a shit.
Tell her that I just pumped and dumped that bitch one night. I don't know how old she. I didn't have time to ask. She was trying to tell me how old she was, but my cock was down her throat.
Yeah, she was passed out. I wrote throat goat on her face in a Sharpie, and I just left.
And then I sent her home with an unwittingly cum walk.
Dude, that's hilarious. That's your defense to fucking a 15-year-old. She goes, I didn't love that slut.
He was 19 at the time. Jesus. And he believed the girl was the same age, but she was allegedly 15 and lied about her age. You know, that's not that bad. Come on, boys. Come on.
Yeah, the problem is
You're playing in traffic.
1950 is not a mind blow, but like, it's not the thing. He's willing to risk it. It doesn't matter. It's legality there at that point. So why, you're an NBA guy, why are you ready to risk it all? Do you know what
was
I mean?
Was he that's in the NBA crazy. At the time? At 19, was he in the NBA? Was he just like a college fucking
No,
kid?
Probably not. But didn't we see video of them together with her saying she was his girlfriend and shit? Didn't yeah. we watch
but
that?
Was he like a star college player at that time or something? Like, what? Give me more details on
everyone,
that.
Everyone who's in the NBA was a star college player. So he yeah.
He joined the NBA in 2021. I don't know the exact date of when they're saying this happened.
Well, he's 19. That's now he's in the NBA. Time,
yeah.
It was NBA. Yeah.
Damn, man. He took a fucking stray bullet. Poor guy.
That's what I'm saying. This guy's like, that's why
he fucking got Collins pissed down, doggy.
This guy just loves it.
Fucking kid, dude.
He loves it, dude, because he risked it all.
No, but he didn't, dude, because he's 19. When you're 19, you're a college student. You're just banging some teen girl at a fucking party. You don't really give a shit. You're not thinking about that. You're not going, this is going to end my life. You're just getting pussy that night.
When I was 19, I was 15, it didn't blow my mind. When I had a 15-year-old daughter, it did blow my mind. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Like, of course.
Your perspective changes on it. It did, so I'm saying I'm not hearing it and having that age difference blow my mind. It's more the mind blow of like, you know, it's going to be a thing.
No.
So it's like.
No, not really, though, because at the time, does he know that he's going to be a fucking NBA star? And also, does he know that she's actually 15 years older? She's just some fucking drunk slut at a party.
That might be the lie. That's the fair point.
The problem with Lewis's defense, and I understand Lewis wanting to defend this guy, but the issue is that we've seen several videos of them together. And at a certain point, you got to kind of know.
They call me the point guard of pedophilia.
Does she humiliate?
Take it one past me, doggy.
Because, like, here's the thing: it's got to be enough there. Because is Gloria Allred somebody who would like humiliate herself on? You remember, like, how what was the thing famously? Al Sharpton. Remember, he had like a march for a lady, and then like she
Tawana
ended up being
Brawley?
She was lying. Yeah, Tawana Brawley. Yeah, she was lying about the situation. Like, same, will she jump into something if it's not like if she's making a public thing about this?
I think a lawyer, dude, I guess that's not true. I was going to say, like, lawyers will just take whatever, like, don't they from like a, like, I don't know what the Hippocratic Oath is.
Yeah, but you don't have a legally.
That's not a thing for lawyers.
Don't they? Oh, yeah, that's a doctor's. I've took
you
my
always
Hippocratic
have to help
oath.
Somebody. Yeah, no, a lawyer can absolutely say, I'm not taking a case unless you're a public defender.
Does a lawyer, can they turn down your shit?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah,
Lord, not a public defender, but the rest can.
Yeah, public defender's got to take your kid.
You got to just take a pedophile. It's like, I did it. Defend me.
Absolutely.
Lewis is going to just murder someone, and then a lawyer will be like, I'm not defending you. And he'll be like, what about the Hippocratic Oath?
You have to help me because
I'd like to invoke a little thing called
the Hippocratic
Oath. The Hippocratic Oath.
Shit. Oh, they call me the Hippocratic Oaf.
The Hippocratic Oaf, dude. That's his next door.
Lewis.
The Hippocratic Oaf.
The Hippocratic Oaf.
Oh, dude, that's better than mediocre.
Oh, shit. But that's what, so I know, but again, would she jump in? I'm saying, but would she take the case like a loser case, even though, because it's just like, oh, I'll get some FaceTime in the news?
Or do you think there's enough meat on the
bone? Or is there enough meat on the bone that she's going like, no, there's like a real thing here. Like,
he admitted to fucking her. There's definitely enough meat on the bone. It couldn't be any more. This is an open and shut case, Jay.
Ironically, there's enough meat on the bone is also his defense.
What are Romeo Juliet laws?
If there's meat on the bone, fucking put it on the ground.
Suck it off, you slut. Suck it off, you teenage slut.
If there's shrimp on the Barbie, suck it off.
Suck it off, you pig. Yeah, look up what the Romeo Juliet, because there's something to that of like both being teenagers and shit.
The Romeo and Juliet. But is that clear that he was only 19? Oh, and then 18 is the rule, I guess.
Let's see. That's Oklahoma. No person can be convicted of rape or rape by instrumentation with anyone over the age of 14 with that person's consent, unless the defendant was older than 18.
Ah, shit.
So that just means if you're 17 and you're banging like a 15-year-old, you can't be arrested.
That was also in Oklahoma.
And hold on, I think they actually
one of the most backward states,
which they don't have a Romeo and Juliet law in California.
There is.
All right.
Wow.
So either way, he's
that's
fucked.
Where I bang a teenager and then kill her.
Not just that. I just that's go to legal. Oklahoma and clean up on teenage pussy. And then I got it. No, but even that said, that law didn't help. It's just saying like you wouldn't get in trouble for being 17.
Yeah, no, he's I'm just not gonna fucking,
well, you know, it's like the idea
he's a college kid at a party, he bangs a chick. I believe him.
But is that the story though?
Dude,
that's what he's saying.
I thought the story
that's
was
what he's saying, and I'll stick to it.
I don't know.
We are men. What are we doing here?
There's videos of them together for.
There's also
exactly. That's what I'm saying, Alex.
Consider the idea. He's got videos in his phone or something of her. Like, that's a crazy. I don't know how the laws work on that, but I mean, I've seen on TV shows or like documentary stuff, at least, like a kid getting like 2 15-year-olds, and a girl sends a picture of her pussy to the kid, like. It's if he gets something with that, it's child pornography he has. Even though he's a child.
I've seen that happen. That's like, but I also feel like that, I don't exactly know how that works. That's like you hear about guys like peeing near a school and then they have to join a predator list, which also probably never happens. It's always pedophiles who are like, no, I was peeing near a school. That's why I got to be on this list.
Yeah, weird, my dick was already out. I figured I might as well piss. What do you do? You don't piss after you jerk off?
Yeah, but I mean, how often is that happening, really?
No, I probably not. That
Lewis, much. Whose side are you on?
Yeah, you're right, dude. Believe all men.
Believe all men.
Believe all men, dude.
That's a great counter to believe all women.
Real quick, guys, let's talk about one of our awesome, amazing, long-term sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks. And, of course, it is YoKratom.com. Actually, I mean, sponsor of all things Gas Digital, Skankfest.
Yeah, I mean, not only the marquee sponsor for Skankfest, but Carnival of Combat and all the shows here at the Gas Digital Network. Without your Kratom.
Even the big ones, like part of the problem.
Damn. Without your Kratom, none of this would be possible. And you should be supporting them because not only do they support us, but they're an actual reputable Kratom provider. If you're over 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, get it from YoKratom.com because not only do they have the best Kratom possible, but it's also the best goddamn prices in the game.
Not the SDR show somehow.
Yeah. Weird. No one wants to touch that thing.
$60 for a kilo, home of the $60 kilo, guys. Go to YoKratom.com, support them, they support us. All right, where were we?
But as we're all parents too, consider like this idea here is that like if you had like what, dude, me and my ex-girlfriend were underage, like we sent stuff, but it was like videotapes almost. But like if I
wait, hold on, Jay. When you were underage, there was the technology to send videotapes.
No,
are you saying like VHS?
No, like VHS. Yeah. VHS right. Tape.
VHS. So you had really
handy.
You had to work.
Handy.
Okay.
Handy.
She was retarded.
Was but I would do that. But I'm saying like, and they're gone and done years and years ago. But I mean, like, if I. When I had them, they weren't child porn. I mean, they were, but it wasn't to me. You know, I mean, it was my girlfriend and me doing shit. If that was...
so you're saying
if I just possessed it, if it was just in my closet right now, that's child pornography.
So you're saying, and when you were 24, you had a tape of you when you were, you know, whatever, 16, fucking a 15-year-old.
Yeah, 17.
Which is weird when you think about it, because you're kind of like, oh, this 24-year-old... has a tape of him fucking a 15-year-old, but you're like, yeah, but I was 16.
I got the memories up here. Do you think I can't just play the tape back? I got it. Look, just so you guys know, look, 15-year-old naked girl happening right now. Kristen Welsh in my mind. Look, I'm playing it back,
Jay,
right
can
now.
Can you imagine
take it away from me.
If we just saw Lewis get tased from the corner.
That's mental child porn, sir.
We got a call about mental child porn.
That's no, but it is. But also, I also think like, as, I mean, certainly now at this age, but if I watch the tapes now, I wonder if it would like send you back to like a place in time of like being like, oh, look, or would it really be like, oh, man, this is child pornography.
I think it would look like child porn. I think you don't realize because at the time you're a teenager, like the Kristen Welsh, I lost my virginity too, right? I was 16, she was 15 at the time, looked like a woman to me.
Yeah.
She looked like this was a woman. This was like, wow. Like, I was like, it was like, there was nobody that I was more attracted to in the fucking world. It was this woman who was 15. Now, if I go back and see pictures of us when we were kids, we look like little
kids. Of course.
Kids. It's absolutely crazy. So then seeing it in the context of porn, it would be even more fucked up. But I wish
it is. That is a weird thing, right? Where you'd be like, as an adult looking at it, you'd go, I should not have this. I should not be allowed to look at this. And even Lewis's loophole, as silly as it is, you go, yeah, you can remember it in your mind, because in your mind you're remembering you being that age. But to look at a picture of it would kind of now be kiddie porn in a weird way.
Well, forget even like porn stuff. How much is the simplicity of like, if I'm thinking back to a picture of a girl that I like was like crushed on hard and we quote unquote dated for like a week or whatever, but the picture I had of her that like I coveted, like in hindsight, you know, it was like those like big front, like new teeth, you know what I mean? It's just like we were kids. It was like children. So like thinking of picture, but at the time holding that picture, I was going like, she's so hot, but it's like, it's
I was so desperate for girls when I was ever in the sixth, seventh grade. Like I wasn't cool yet. I didn't really get cool ever, to be honest, but I'm still not cool. I'm still waiting for the day to be cool.
Nah, right? Dude, you did it. You crossed it. Like, I feel like you crossed that line a few months ago.
I figured it out kind of in high school. I figured out how to like be my version of cool. You know what I'm saying? But in like the sixth, seventh grade, I was a fucking real herb. You know, and I remember I just was so desperate for like a girlfriend. Like my friend like asked like every girl out like for me in his school, because none of the girls in my school would be my girlfriend. And they all were like, no, ew, we heard he sucks.
Be my girlfriend.
And then eventually
he asked girls like who didn't even know you out. Yeah, yeah.
That was just to get me a girlfriend. He was trying to get me a girlfriend.
Be my friend's girlfriend.
Yeah, dude. And then
hey, do me a favor, be my friend's girlfriend real quick.
And then I got
you
one.
You sent finally. A representative to other schools.
Mike Carrere, dude. He went to Farley Middle School. I was in Haversham Middle School. I got kicked out of Farley Middle School. So they know who knew I was. I went to seventh grade now. I was in another. But Mike was in Farley still. And Mike's like, you remember Lou? I kicked out of school last year. That fat kid that has shitty clothes and smells bad. Do you want to be his girlfriend? And all of them were like, no.
I didn't have a shot. Janine
McIntyre. Janine McIntyre said yes.
That's nice.
Oh, how rough was she?
She was fine. I mean, she had braces and she was a fucking, you know, just kind of a, you know, she was whatever. For me, it was like, you know what? I was like, God damn it. That's right, Janine. We did it. Then I met up with like, we never talked. We met up in a field. The first time I ever made out with a girl, we met up in a field, like just like randomly, like
you are like, girlfriend, I am boyfriend.
Yeah, dude. And we walked toward each other and we both just like open mouth kiss each other and like aggressively like swirled our tongues around.
Fuck yeah.
And it was so just for like 10 seconds, like randomly, like standing like in a field. And then we like walked in opposite directions. And then I think she broke up with me a few days later.
Oh,
didn't last.
Yeah, you guys had a good run.
It was. You guys had, look, you know, no bad times. Am I right?
What was your first kiss, Jay?
It may have been with my friend, Jamie, who I always credit with telling me to start comedy. It may have been with her when we were like 13 or something. Oh, no. Younger than that, because I think I've told you the story. Yeah, I definitely told the story before. It's
your first kiss. I don't know if I've ever heard about your first kiss.
Not even my first kiss. It was all like it was way young. Me and my buddy Ian.
Ew, fag.
Yeah. me and my buddy Ian and these two girls that lived down the street. They were sisters. I ended up going to one of the school dances with the younger sister, but Ian, I think, was with the younger sister and I was with the older one, but we would like go and like kiss them poorly, I'm sure, and like touch their pussies, and I think they would look at our dick. It was just like, it was such like weird.
How old is this?
Young. Probably like nine. Like too young.
You're touching a pussy at nine is crazy.
Yeah, that's like not even a story of hooking up. That's a story of your parents not doing right by you.
No, what that's a story of is literally one kid in that group has been molested and now he's bringing that shit to the crew and you're all just molesting each other.
Maybe it was Ian, but thanks, Ian. I'll tell you what, it was pretty neat to touch him up, because then I had a nice dry spell till about 17. then I really it was light pickings for a while there, maybe a couple of smooches here and there, but yeah. And then we were in the houses on my grandmother's street, which is where these girls lived, had underneath the stairs in the basement was like this a closet basically made of paneling. It was just like under stairs storage essentially, And there was always
where Harry Potter lived.
Yeah. It was, and there was stuff
you never read Harry Potter.
I didn't.
But he lived in the cupboard under the stairs.
Oh, really? So it's probably, yes.
That was his bedroom, was the little cupboard under the stairs. Yeah.
Yeah. We all know that.
Well, in there, they had a bunch of storage stuff, and it was just kind of like us, like, sitting on a bunch of like their storage stuff, and me putting my fingers in her pussy. It was such Joe jarring is why I remembered at this young of an age, because I don't believe in like memories from too young this clear. But I always kept saying, "What is
at
this? Like, what am I? Like, what is this? What am I? I mean, this is pretty clear. What is this? What am I?" I kept like playing like off, like I didn't know what I was doing. And then her brother, her older brother, who was definitely a teenager, opened the door of that closet. And I remember that bright light coming in and me just having fingers in his sister at like 9. It wasn't even like a he's going to beat me up anger he had. It was like a get the fuck out of here. But we were kids. It was got to be such a little jarring kids. Thing yeah. to see like your sister.
Son like finger banging it and now he's gonna be 11 soon. It's fucking nuts, dude. It's nuts because at 11 I was already hunting to finger. Like I was like going into the sixth grade, dude, I was hunting to finger because I remember
Lewis at 11, someone was like, point me in the right direction, and he was like, I can't waste these fingers on pointing.
I'm hunting for finger.
Gotta keep these fingers pristine.
Oh, yeah.
Pussy. Dude, but it was funny because Megan. So what's funny is Megan was the best friend of Jeanine McIntyre, the girl that I made
out
with.
Whoa, it all ties together.
And Mike Guerrero used to finger fuck Megan after school every day. And
what?
We used to smell
an appointment to finger every day is so hilarious.
We used to stand around and smell her finger. And I thought that, in fact, do me a favor, edit out that girl's last name because I got to make this point. Her pussy smelled like shit. It was so nasty. So until I smelled pussy like the first time when I was like the 10th grade or whatever, yeah. I thought that pussy smelled like vomit and shit. And I remember he'd like show it to me and I'd be like, oh yeah, man, that smells so good. We'd all like just smell his fucking dirty, grimy fingers, dude.
This
girl was not clean.
What's so funny is when you were like, I don't really make a concerned judgment on a young boy for fingering at 11 years old, but a girl getting fingered at 11 years old is like, I assume something.
I'm
like
making
said,
a concerned
terrible
judgment.
Going home,
if my son starts fingering now, yeah. It's not even like some terrible. He wouldn't know that that's even a thing, dude. He wouldn't even know. There's no way he's ever seen porn. There's no way he's like,
does he have a phone?
Yeah, I check his history.
Yeah,
he does not know how to delete his history. He's not manipulative like that. Like he's just not. He's not that kid. I don't do. You know, he's not.
Does he have a phone just like full time now?
Yep.
Like I know for a while he had one just on vacation, but
like traveling and like no, he keeps it in his book bag. He goes bring it to school every day.
Is it a smartphone?
Yeah, he's got an iPhone. He's got an iPad. He's got all.
Oh,
but he's just not that kid. He's not. He's never just sitting on his phone.
Sure, maybe, but don't be blown away. He's gonna eventually start like you know.
No, what's gonna happen
if he has that? It's coming soon.
No,
you have to know that.
So here's the thing: I think he's too innocent of a kid to sneak around like that. I think it's that he'd have anxiety about lying. Like I remember one time, him and Max were on YouTube, and Max looked up just the word "sexy."
Yeah,
watched like it was like a video of like girls like twerking or whatever. Yeah, yeah, and James ratted them out.
Max has anal gangbang porn in his phone for sure. Yeah,
Racist porn.
Aggressive racist porn.
Fucking Max is like, hey, you guys want to watch Nigger Dick Part 1? Dude,
it's
fucking
8 minutes long.
Oh, it's wild. She keeps saying it. I mean, look, it probably is coming, but he's such a fucking, I don't know. Maybe it's a generational thing too. I have no idea. We were way more aggressive. I was already really aggressive, like sexually, by the time I was 11 years old.
I'll tell you what's an interesting thing to find out, though, that I will say that I've kind of passed an age of, I mean, for sure now with Isabella, that it's also as a girl. I don't know if it's like quite like that, but we're even like a fear of that. But when you find out your son's watching pornography, there is such a weird part of the stakes being what is it they're looking up? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of porn are you finding them look at?
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost like hearing about it for James, who, you know, I've known since he was born. I almost wish, like, obviously at some point he's going to look up shit like that. I just wish it was like what he saw first was like boobs.
Yeah, like yeah,
a
yeah,
naked
yeah.
girl.
There's such a, it's such
the,
a
the thing so, that's so fucked I up have... is that it's like you're so easy to go to like almost any porn site now, you're going to watch like the most hardcore shit.
So what he has is like he's seen Titanic and he saw the scene in Titanic.
Yeah,
like
with, that's fine. Yeah, okay. See,
you know, so he like his first memories are like that. And like, you know, we took him to the in Austin.
Titty Twister. Oh, yeah.
I took him in Austin to Barton Springs where they, it's like topless. You can be topless. So there was a couple girls that were topless. And in Italy, there was girls that were topless. So he's seen like, and he's very like, I remember we were at Barton Springs and there was like a girl with like her tits out. And like, I just watched him. I caught him staring and I was like, hey, he's like, hey, what? He was like, yeah, it's natural. It's just natural. It's just a human body. It's not even a big deal, Dad.
Yeah.
And I was
just
like yeah.
this bone, just like this little boner here. This is totally natural. This isn't a crazy thing. Don't shame it.
But I have, I have like a table book in my bedroom called like the Big Book of Boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a book that has like, 1,000 different pairs of boobs in it, you know.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling one day him and Max Kelly are gonna find that book and they're gonna fucking sneak it into his room and
oh, they're gonna just suck blast each other's all fingers. Over it. Yeah. They're gonna take turns like fucking the book. You close it on your wiener and you pull in and out.
Oh, shit. All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment to thank SheathUnderwear.com, underwear of legends, the official underwear of the UFC now, which is pretty cool. I get to feel like a UFC fighter while I always wear my Sheath. And look, I literally always wear my Sheath. I'm wearing a Sheath t-shirt.
And we were at ground level with Sheath.
Ground zero, they say.
We were at ground zero with Sheath, wearing our Sheath. And a lot of people were saying it's
the only reason I survived. We did 9/11 with Sheath underwear.
Sheath it was an inside job, but inside, my dick and balls were separated.
How at what temperature does steel melt? You'll never know. Go to sheathunderwear.com.
But I'll tell you what, when you don't have steel to melt and it's freezing outside, Sheath Underwear is bringing back their gator necks and hoodies and base layers.
I'll tell you right now, your balls and dick won't be melting because they are kept cool and separated with their dual pouch technology. The best styles, the best feel. They form to your body. You look like a fucking underwear model while you wear these.
I remember when the first tower came down, I removed my gator neck.
Ooh, it was pretty hot. That's where it was time. The gator neck, yeah.
I wore my gator neck at half mast.
They also have the fucking dope logo also.
SheathUnderwear.com, promo code skanks for 20% off. Go check them out, support them. They've been supporting us for years. SheathUnderwear.com, promo code skanks for 20% off.
I remember when I used to jerk off to like magazines were like, you know, it was a strange moment. I don't know if I ever told you this. It's a weird thought that just came into my head. But like there was a moment that I would have like in a magazine where I've decided that I'm done with this pig.
You have told us this.
Yeah, and then I would come on her.
You blast all over the page. You ruin it.
I ruin it, and I go, yeah. I'm done. I'll never come to you again, bitch.
Yeah, it's like putting dishwashing soap on a fucking cake that you don't want to eat. Get it out of here.
You were even back then, you were an awful boyfriend.
I had a darkness in me, dude.
That darkness. Can I please see Lizzo almost flip?
Hold on, before you do that, can I? Sure. Before you, I'm so sorry. Alex put something in the chat. She said that she lied about her age for her first kiss, which is just
Lied down.
Alex is.
She goes, no, I am 8 years old, just like you. Alex, she was 15.
A piece of trash. You were 15, Alex. How old were you?
Yeah, I was 15. But
how old was he?
He told me he was 17. I told him I was 17.
Oh, you guys were both lying. He was lying
he was
down.
36.
You were lying up.
I don't know. I don't know how old he was, but I think he was 17. He told me 17. That's what I said too. We're on a cruise.
Whoa. When you were 15.
All right.
Yeah, I was on a cruise with my cousin. She was 16. I was 15. We both said we were 17. We met these guys.
Met these two guys.
Dude, who's your shitty aunt?
Little sluts. By the way, I'm getting mad for Harrington right now as I'm hearing this story. Am I the only one? Like, I can't even hear a story about my girlfriend hooking up with a guy in high school. It makes me so mad.
You can't hear about it now. You get years in with somebody, those things won't matter to you.
It'll turn you off. Then you can't come unless she whispers it in your ear.
Yeah, and then I got to tell him, he goes, tell me when other people desired you.
Yeah. But you guys lied about your age? Alex, come on camera.
So
I want to look your baby in the face while you tell this horror story.
So I lied about my age, and I'm with this like group of like 17, 18 year olds. And there's girls in the group who are willing to give me and my cousin like fake IDs, like they're over 18. So we could get into
who took you on this cruise?
My parents, but I was with my cousin. So we kind of like,
so you guys snuck off and you found some other teenagers on this cruise. It's a family style cruise.
Family. It was like Carnival cruise.
Well, cruises aren't cheap. There, young lady, and they, your parents brought you to have a good time, and you're off there just fucking whorebagging around.
Just so you know, Jay, like, so those like practical jokers, those theme ones aren't cheap. Regular cruises are pretty cheap.
Yeah,
that's why people do them.
Yeah, Carnival particularly, I believe, it's very affordable.
So here you are, you're on a Carnival cruise. You're hanging out with these teenagers, and they gave you guys IDs so you can drink because it's in the Caribbean, so you could drink.
So we could get into the like club on board, and I'm like drinking.
Your parents were there.
These are my first drinking experiences. Was this week too? I smoked a cigarette that week. I got nuts.
Wow, you got nuts.
That is pretty insane.
18-year-old guy,
you suck nuts.
Smoked also a cigarette.
Suck
kissed
nuts.
A boy. Suck some nuts.
Kissed a boy. Got drunk.
But that's like a fun like coming of age story for like a girl. Like that's what it should be. She 15, goes, 16 years old. You lie about your age
in a room, and they kept taking turns and wouldn't let me look.
They said it was international water, so I couldn't tell anyone.
But I already told them I was 17, so it's okay.
Do you remember the boy's name?
I think his name was Brian. Actually,
was he a terrible McKay. Kisser? You were a terrible kisser, probably.
I was probably a terrible kisser, but I'm just remembering the next part of the story, which is like this happened one night, and the next night I was like into him. I was ready to be like making out with him again, and the next he was like, nah, this is weird. I can't be kissing her all week kind of thing, and like
really
didn't end up making out again. I was really disappointed.
Ooh, all right. In love with Brian was your fucking guy. There was like that.
By the way, that part hurt Harrington more than anything else.
No, that's what wrecked his soul.
Alex, if Brian had played his cards right, could he have taken your virginity that weekend?
Probably not.
No. He could have gotten a finger in though.
Possibly.
Hell yeah.
Would that have been your first? Well, yeah, it was your first kiss, so it definitely was your first. It was your fifth fingering.
Yeah, but the cool first part, kiss, especially about those days, and you're a lot younger than me, but I still feel like this is, you know, fucking 11, 12 years ago. It's long enough ago that he could have probably fingered you into submission.
Oh, in the making with the bus.
Yeah, very often back in the day, you can't do this anymore, dude. Once they say no, you got to be like, okay, I hear you. But back in the day,
I hear your truth.
Back in the day, you just finger them into the yes. They're like, no, 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 no. And then
the baby coming over that camera.
You hold them with
really
a hook.
Hurt.
Yeah.
You hold them with a hooked pussy. Damn. Oh, you're doing a great job producing though. Could we watch Lizzo almost flip Cardi? Because I love
what happened with Lizzo.
What happened here?
I love other fat people eating shit.
So this video is
Lewis, what are you eating? Is that weed or are you just having candy?
We're eating fucking weed, dude. You're eating candy like a fat piece of shit. By the way, I'm about to come to another fucking level of Jack. Are you out of your mind?
Okay. So you're eating candy still?
No, weed.
It's edibles.
There's weed in the candy. It's still candy.
It's still sugary candy. Sure.
It is sugary candy, but it's the only sugar that I have at all.
All right.
And it keeps me wacky and zonked.
I know. Good. I've seen you ref a boxing match.
Did you see the referee in the UFC? Pull that up.
He did a worse job than you.
He did a worse job than me ever.
Really?
Dude,
by the way, I did such a bad job that like that thing, people were commenting it on YouTube, on Twitter, on Reddit.
I've never seen, and I texted with a few people who are like, you know, like MMA guys.
Rogan.
I texted with Brendan Schaub about this. And I was like, honestly, I wanted his opinion. And I go, has there ever been a worse late stoppage? Because I think that's the worst one I've ever seen.
It's wild how late this happened.
Jay, it was criminal.
Pull that up for Ab, but do the Lizzo story first.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Well, now that seems weird to set it up that way and not do that.
Go to the UFC thing.
Oh, we'll go to the UFC story. I'm sorry.
It was so bad, dude.
Could you give me the names of the fighters?
Bobby Green.
Just do
Bobby Green late stoppage. You'll find it everywhere.
It's vicious.
I mean, dude. Yeah.
The guy's knocked out for, I would say, a full 8 seconds.
Jesus.
Just keeps on hitting him.
He comes back to life.
Bobby Green is one of my favorite fighters to watch. And you're like, you may have ruined this guy's career.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the ref sort of did.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
or you're saying that he also should have probably stopped punching?
No. I'm saying the ref.
Pull it all the way back. I mean, you know, he's out even. Yeah, he's out up here. Go ahead. I mean, he's out there. There's probably a better. Look at this.
Jay, I mean, look at this. Jay, he's not stopping the fight still.
Yeah.
Dude.
Jay, look. I mean, look at what he lets him do.
Three times in that exchange.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, that was bad.
Bang.
You think he's ruined his career?
So he's out here. He's out already. He's literally out. It's over.
I mean, it could have been stopped so many times.
Oh, you think he goes out a couple times? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's out there again. He's out there. He's out there completely.
And then he lets him hit him three more times after he's out the third time.
Yeah.
Does that guy get in trouble at all?
No.
The crazy thing is there's nothing. There's like
you're talking about the referee or the fighter?
The referee. I mean, yeah. No, the ref.
No, but more than likely, and this Dana White in the UFC will request that he doesn't ref the events. They have enough power.
Well, that happened with Matt Mazzagatti. Yeah. So maybe they can do that again.
And if my assumption will be that guy will never ref in the UFC again. And it's not good for his career.
I hope not.
Who was the ref? Do we know? Is like a no-name ref?
I got to find the name. Hold on.
Yeah, that shit was pretty wild.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking wild.
All right, so what happened with Lizzo?
I keep hearing that she jumped on Cardi B's golf cart. This is another situation that Lizzo conducts herself like she doesn't know. She has no fat awareness. Being this queen of the big bitches, she'll do things where it's like don't be the guy who I'm very cognizant of everything that I'm doing that could be a possible fat flub sitting on the end of a bench. Do you know what I mean? I feel like Cardi B
this bitch
Lizzo
is regularly asking people to go on seesaws with her. It's like, no, bitch.
But I mean, like, could you imagine if there was like, hey, I'm going to do jumping dances in spiky shoes over television screen stages. You know, she had that fucking thing happen. She's asking for these problems.
Yeah.
So if we're looking kind of like around here in the screen, it's pretty.
She purposefully gets middle seats on flights.
Well, they make her. She has to bounce out the plane. Lizzo with your big ass.
What the? That's hilarious.
Again.
So she just got on the back of it?
This is
so funny.
Hilarious. Again, another nightmare that I have when people tell me to jump on the back of golf carts, like backstage stuff when they have golf carts, or jump on the back, like, you jump on. Let me get in the front so we for sure don't have this go weird. Depending on, again, how many people are in the front. But man, Cardi B's, got a big old ass and thighs. Like, I don't know if she's tiny or not, but Lizzo, was it just her on the back or was there somebody else with two big girls in the back?
You should always. I'm not even saying that there's anything wrong with being like fat. Like, I'm not one of these like fat haters, right? I've had my own struggles with weight, but it should not be celebrated. We can all just agree on that. There's this crazy thing in the world where you're like, you can't celebrate that. It's just genuinely unhealthy. Like, you wouldn't wish Lizzo's body. Yeah. You wouldn't wish that body upon anybody you love in any realistic scenario.
I don't wish to see it.
There was a great Jeff Dye joke where he's like, if Lizzo's so beautiful, why is it that if you call a woman Lizzo, she gets so mad?
Yeah, it's great.
That was, yeah.
Jeff Dye.
And he goes, everyone says Lizzo looks so great. But then I go, yeah, you look just like Lizzo. Ah, such a great bet.
Yeah, dude.
Now, you don't, you know, you can support Lizzo's right to be fat, but you don't wish that on the back of any golf cart.
No, I just, man, again, like just to her lack of awareness of like, stop putting yourselves in these eye-catching fat situations.
I think that a big part of her thing is like to create like real life walking clickbait. I think she wears those outfits. I think she's just, like, yeah, she wants to be in the conversation. I think even that in that moment, like, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if her people put out the video where it's just you're creating a viral moment about her weight, the conversation you create.
Yeah, and you're kind of like, what are you going to say? You're going to say she's too fat to sit on the back of a golf cart?
Oh, my God. And she almost catapulted Cardi B through the roof of a golf cart.
Yeah, dude.
There she is. Brave.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The middle tit thing.
There's something so condescending about fucking hot chicks calling fat chicks beautiful as well. If I'm just a fat chick and any fucking hot bitch was like, you're so beautiful, I would fucking eat her. I would actually start removing her limbs and fucking
consume. She'd be like, yeah, then suck my pussy.
Yeah.
You're so beautiful. Am I? Suck my pussy then. Suck my beautiful tits if I'm so
but
hot.
I can't wait to be there, dude. Once my chick gets pregnant, I'm fucking turning into a fat guy again. It's the last one. I'm out.
Yeah.
And that's it. Last. Never being thin again.
Growing my hair in on the sides.
Just go for it.
Yeah, dude. There you go.
Yeah. Let the mustache come in.
In other fun news, Bad Baby's pregnant. Off the market, fellas. You guys want to take bets on whatever the other half of this baby's color is going to be?
Black, obviously. This thing is black as can be.
Yeah, but the point is that the baby daddy is living Lewis's dream. He's just fucking letting his hair grow in. He's getting fat.
What is it, a rapper? I assume it's a rapper also, right? Do you remember the thing that, I'll tell you what, that went away really quick. Even though that guy's constantly in other shit, that Kodak Black was like fucking her when she was 15. Where was Gloria Allred on that one?
Yeah.
She didn't seem, because that was like pretty out there news.
That's because they're fucking black people, dude. That's
she's
what
not
happens
black
in the hood. Yeah, but
she
acts like it.
She couldn't be more white.
She acts like it, though.
Oh, yeah, they've adopted
her. She could be more white.
They have not adopted her. I think a lot of black people are like, fuck that chick. Really? They don't like, yeah.
What a fucking idiot, though. You're 20 years old, ruining your fucking life with a fucking black baby.
Well, with a rapper baby.
Just any baby, to be honest with you. You know, guys, we can pull it back a little bit. We don't got to make this core values. We'll just say any baby. This 20-year-old girl.
Also, when you have, like, somehow this career with music, I don't even know if like how much that's going.
She's
anymore.
Doing pretty well.
Is there new music coming out?
I think she had a few hit songs. I think
she's for sure had a few hit songs.
She parlayed that fucking TV show appearance. I give her actual credit. I was saying this the other day.
She
it's like
OnlyFans.
I don't give fucking Paris Hilton or fucking Kim Kardashian credit. These whores were already bazillionaires and they sucked dick to give themselves name. This girl was a fucking like abused
literally
kid
nothing.
Who literally
nothing.
Had nothing
turned one Dr. Phil appearance
into this. I'm genuinely
fucking
impressed.
Yeah,
you know, so
it's kind of crazy. You can't deny it.
And she's an idiot, obviously, and I'm not like a fan. Like, but I will
I root
say,
for
like,
Bad Baby.
I kind of root for her, dude. I'm
I've
you,
always
not,
rooted for her.
It's not the same fucking thing as these
the
other
crazy
bitches.
Thing is that there were a million appearances like hers, right? Like, yep. There were a million appearances on
My Kid's Unruly.
I don't know. Morton Downey Jr. through Ricky Lake, through Jerry Springer, through Dr. Phil. And for whatever reason, hers fucking hit in a different way where she made a career out of it. You kind of got to appreciate that. I'm with Lewis on this. To come from nothing and turn one white trash fucking daytime, you know, TV appearance into this is
kind of
incredible.
And she was like, in her behavior, like the whole thing about the show was like, look at what a dumb little like twat this girl is.
I know, and Morris, I don't know exactly. I don't know the history like Jay does because he's fucking weird. But like her mom, my assumption was fairly abusive. Like you don't a girl doesn't act that way unless she's in some sort of fucked up situation.
Her
mom
and her life.
Her mom and her would like. I figure her dad's like a cop or something that I think. I don't think him and the mom are together at all. But like. The mom and her would get into physical fights.
Yeah.
And there would be, and there's videos of it, of her and her mom like swinging at each other, like rolling around on the ground, screaming.
Yeah, just abusive, fucked up, trashy.
But she's also bought her mom a house like since. Do you know what I mean? So, like, whatever it is. But she's like,
because if her mom didn't abuse her, she didn't got that fucking career.
Correct.
That's it. Gentlemen, we got to thank Waterboy for supporting today's show. I really love Waterboy. If you guys probably have heard of a lot of these hydration packets, it's a powder. You open it up, you throw it in a bottle of water. You're nice and hydrated. It has three times the electrolytes of liquid IV, and your hangover is going to stand no chance. Waterboy has added specific ingredients beyond just hydration to help with nausea, anxiety, and fatigue. So I'll tell you right now, they got you covered, and they make packets as well for post-workout. I use them after I work out to rehydrate.
Yeah, inside each stick, too, there's ginger for the nausea to make your tummy feel better. There's also L-theanine, what? To help calm your nerves and reduce your anxiety. It's also, yeah, listen, we have a bunch of alcoholic listeners, and what this is going to do is hydrate you so you don't wake up with a crushing headache.
Yeah. The holidays, that's if you are drinking on the weekends, you know what it's fucking like. And also the cool part is it's sugar-free, it is caffeine-free, gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, and it's made here right in the US of A. That's how we got Dave on board with this.
And good flavors, too.
Yeah. So right now, just go to waterboy.com. It's the amazing hangover cure. Waterboy.com/legion for 15% off. Once again, that is waterboy.com/legion, 15% off. All right. Where were we? The only other, I don't remember too many of the kids that did those shows. The one that, I mean, I see it probably once every 2 or 3 years. It'll like show up on like a YouTube or like an Instagram or whatever. But it's the one, there's like a drill sergeant, right?
Mm-hmm. And the boy who says he needs dad.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? It's like, you don't have a good male role model in your life, do you? You need a father. That's what you need, boy. The boy's like, yeah. He's like, you want me to be your father, boy? And he's like, yes, will you be my father? And you're like, oh, and it gets you every time. You're like, I want a father. I want a father.
Dude, you want me to be your father? So, he goes,
it's so all right, sad.
I may have spoke. I got caught up in the moment. No, I can't be your father.
He does. Dude, it breaks.
Pull it up. In fact, you know, while you do that, why don't we do plugs? Plug it up, plug it in.
We could totally plug it up.
I'll go quick because I have a...
Let Jay begin. He came to win, battle him, that's a sin.
I won't tell you back up. Sunk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew act up. If you're listening to this right now, everybody, you still have one more day to see me at Houston Improv this weekend. It's my birthday weekend. Come down and celebrate. Next weekend after that, I'll be in Providence, Rhode Island with, I'm doing 3 nights there, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think 12 through the 15 or whatever the next weekend is. It's not 12 through 15, but, come check me out there. After that, New Year's Eve weekend, everybody, I'll be in Pittsburgh Improv. So that's a big fun room, man. Let's fucking come bring in the new year. Right. And then I'm on the road. I'm doing my new crowd work special, filming it in Denver in January at the Comedy Works, 2 nights of filming. So make sure you come check that out. And then I'm all over the road all until the summertime. So look for the city near you at bigjcomedy.com. Watch my special Dog Belly and listen to the Bonfire, listen to the SDR show.
Sickness. New tour starting in January. I'm going to be in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. I'm going to be in Key West, Florida. February, I got Saratoga Springs. I got Poughkeepsie. I got Tampa. Lots of stuff coming up. Oh, and I'm going to Austin as well in February. So look out for some dates down there as well. Go to lewisofskanks.com for those tickets and more. I'm going to be touring literally all up through the summer, almost every weekend. And make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Unlock hundreds of episodes. I think nearly 900 episodes of Legion of Skanks that are not available anywhere else on the internet. You also get all of these shows ad-free, uncensored, on pre-release. You also get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Subscribe to the new Gas Digital, brand new platform, brand new apps. We just did a huge push for the next phase on the apps, so please support and subscribe. That's the number one way you can do that.
All right, guys, the last gig I have of the year is New Year's Eve in East Rutherford. Me, Robbie the Fire Bernstein. I believe Chris Faga is going to be on those shows as well. East Rutherford, New Jersey. So very close to New York City. And anyone in the New Jersey or New York or tri-state area, come on out to that. live stand-up.
What's the place, Davey?
I would have said it if I remembered, but comicdavesmith.com and the ticket links will be up there. But if you're in the tri-state area at all, come on out to this show, stand-up comedy show, a live part of the Problem podcast, and a meet and greet after, all for like one price. So it's going to be a party, a New Year's Eve hang. Come on out for that. And then I'm all over the road again in the new year. Ticket links will be up this week. ComicDaveSmith.com. And of course, 30 Minutes with Dave Smith and Libertas are both available for free on YouTube. Go check those out and go check out Part of the Problem. Just had Tucker Carlson on and got a bunch more big shit coming up in the next few weeks. So go check that out. All right. That's all.
Word up. Word up, pussies. What were you looking up, Alex? What do we have you looking up? Oh, the Jenny Jones video.
You love that woman right there? You love her, right? Yes, sir? Now, you're not an adult till you're 18. Do you want me to be your daddy for the next 8 years, son? Huh?
Yes, sir.
You do?
He's like, I can't keep screaming at this little boy.
I have no daddy.
You have no daddy? Aww. Well, let me tell you something. Come here. Give me a hug.
I'm sorry. Your mom is a whore pig and can't keep a man.
What did she do to make him leave?
She drove him away. He took him to the back and beat the shit out of him.
He just broke him. Oh, it's so sad.
Okay, it gets me every time.
Just broke him in a second.
If I had two more drinks, he might be crying right now.
I do want you to be my dad.
I don't have a daddy.
Wild.
Dude, it's such a real moment where this little boy went and he goes, you want me to be your daddy? And he goes, oh, that'd be so great.
He goes, man, even with the yelling, it means someone cares.
He's like, at least somebody would fuck my mom. Then I can go through her purse.
find her, get all her good pills. Oh, this kid was evil. I would like you to be my here dad. We have, so I'm going to distract my mom Damien. So I could do bad things.
Here we have Damien from Salem, Massachusetts.
I want to get to this last story, too, because a hospital security guard accused of raping elderly woman's corpse.
Literally, hold on, before you go to the story, victimless crime.
It's the family would have something to argue about that.
Yeah, I get I think to the they
third,
might say.
I get would to the they? Third party, who gives a shit? But anyone who cares about the personal, you can't just fuck my mom's
body. Fuck my grandmother's body.
Yeah,
I have a little bit of an issue with that.
Yeah, my Aunt Amory, if you fuck my Aunt Amory after she was dead, mm-hmm. I swear
or
to God,
even right now,
that's on you.
If you want to fuck her corpse, but it's definitely desecrating her corpse. It's pretty funky.
It's just kind of like it's more of a you problem. Like I'm like,
would you not, Lewis? Honestly, note all jokes aside, your precious Aunt Amory dies tomorrow. And in a couple months, someone fucks her corpse. It would bother you a little bit.
Is it still on Lewis's couch?
Well, obviously. They're going to lay her to rest where she lived. Yes.
No, dude, I really genuinely wouldn't give a fuck if someone.
There's not a little part of you that would go like, come on, fuck that guy.
I'd argue you don't love her.
No, I do love her. I love my Aunt Emery more than anything. Are you out of your mind, dude? It's her corpse. First of all, maybe it's because I'm not spiritual or religious at all.
But there's no part of you that would bother. Serious. No joke here.
It's just her body.
Being real.
Here's the thing. If I were given a choice to have
You'd
it
rather
not
it
happen.
Didn't happen.
Of course, everyone would choose for it not to happen. No one would be like, you know what, actually? You know what? That might be nice. Fuck her corpse before we put her in the ground. No one's going to say that. I'm giving a choice.
That Lewis would actually go, I feel like no one's using this corpse right now.
For sure. If the guy got life in jail for doing it and not like the death sentence, I'd be like, sure, fine.
If he got a life in jail, I would write him a letter on behalf of his character to get him out. That's fucking crazy, dude. He fucked. It's nothing. It's not. There's nothing there.
I know, but I'm saying it wouldn't bother you at all.
I really mean this. I really don't think I would. I would bother in that I'd be like, what a sick fuck. But I would be like,
you wouldn't even just feel like
this body. Ooh.
Like, you no, wouldn't even feel just it. Feel like as disrespect to you.
Yeah.
No. He has no idea who I am.
No. This guy does.
Was just raping my aunt.
No, he knows. He knows who you are.
What if it was disrespect to me?
It was because of you. He goes, ah, oh, dude, that'd be so great. Someone takes a video of it. Hey, Skank Hands, what's up? I'm getting ready to rape Lewis's aunt's corpse. I happen to work in the mortuary.
It would almost be like I would look at it as
he spray paints fuck Lewis right on her face.
In cum, because he just fucked the corpse.
I understand
what you're saying. The idea that like there's nothing in there anymore. He's not really like doing something. But it's Dave's saying is right. What a fucking you piece of shit. Like I know people that
it wouldn't be so personal for me. I would literally be like, you sick fuck. Like
don't fuck shake your
hand. I don't want to shake your hand right now, dude.
Oh, okay, good.
You're banned from Skankfest for 2 years.
Lewis, we're going to be putting your your aunt in the ground, I assume. Would you like her corpse fucked or not fucked? Well, you give me the option. I'm going to say not fucked. God damn, I wonder if that's funny.
All right, let's see. Phoenix Hospital Guard 46 is charged with charged over rape of elderly woman's corpse in morgue after witnesses said they saw a man sweating profusely on top of a gurney with the bag zipper open.
He was doing it like an old Jew, fucking her through a body bag.
Randall Bird.
Nah, that guy was fired, bound to do something.
He was arrested and then fired from the Banner University Medical Center in Phoenix following an investigation, dude.
Will we ever get to see what he looks like? Is this him? Oh, good, good, good. There we go. Oh God,
yeah, dude.
Oh, that guy's that's fucking.
Mm.
Oh my God, he's a new intern.
He raped an 80-year-old. An 80-year-old corpse. That's fucking. I don't even know why the old of it is also insane. This guy seems like a dude who listens to the shittiest metal nobody likes, where all the you can't even understand what the words
like
say.
Shine Down.
No, I mean more like, you know, where it's like the letters are all spiky and you can't even tell what the words are anymore.
Oh, yeah, like fucking Swedish death metal.
Yeah, he likes
Randall
that shit.
Bird. My name's Randall, and I like to handle.
Oh, he got fired by the way from his job, so that's good.
He got walked in on by two co-workers and his pants were open. He was
sweating, rats.
And he claimed he wasn't feeling well and slipped. And when he slipped, the bag unzipped.
He's I believe all men.
His thing unzipped and his cock fell inside of this corpse. Is that what you guys think? Did you guys think I was fucking I can't believe you guys thought that.
He removed his duty belt.
Duty. They found him inside the freezer sweating profusely. Wow. How much? I guess, you know what? I guess when you're fucking a corpse, you have to do 100% of the work. He took off his duty belt and observed on top of a gurney where the bag deceased body was placed.
He must have been fucking other. Here's the thing. This is when they caught him with.
Of course.
I'm assuming that he's like fucked way hotter corpses, and that this is just like. Here's the thing. His whole legacy now is that he fucks ugly old lady corpses, and I'm sure he wants to be like, hey guys, that's what was available.
Yeah, it's like when Bowie and Jagger started doing gay shit because they had fucked all the pussy. Like, this guy's fucked so many corpses. It's not about the hot anymore. He knows now like different tricks. Like, oh, an older woman's like. Assholes like feels great. Like he knows all the different tricks, the ins and outs. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
yeah. Now that I think about it, you're right.
Yeah. So what is he?
What was this hero's name?
And what is Randall Bird?
Randall Bird.
What is he being charged with? And what is it? What do you even go to jail for?
It's rape.
It's not rape, dude.
Yeah.
It's not rape. You know what? You can say what you want to say, dude. Fine. Say it's wrong.
It's wrong.
Say it's wrong.
It is wrong.
I'll go out on a limb and say it's wrong. Sure.
You ain't saying it's rape, though.
5 counts of crimes against a dead person, which are all felony charges.
Okay, I'll give him that. Wait, 5 counts, though.
Yeah, one of those counts is
she's
rape.
Only got 3 holes. Oh.
Your Honor. What are you
Your
doing?
Honor, let the record show the defense rests its case.
You're counting this bitch's fucking hands.
I fucked her ear holes. There ain't no brain in there, no ways.
Dude, I mean, I'm just saying, if it should definitely be way less of a crime than rape.
Well, Lewis, I'd like that you give a speech on his behalf at the sentencing. No. I'd like to give a victim impact statement. Do you mind if I look at the can I look at the defendant, please?
Please give a victim impact statement. You know what,
sir? Yes, I'm saying. Yes, I'm saying, sir. Your crime is not that big a deal to me. Anne Marie probably would have loved the dick if she was alive. She's probably flattered that you wanted to do it when she was dead. I hope they don't sentence you to that much time. And when you get out, why, I'd like to buy you a beer, my friend.
I think it should be.
What should the sentence be, Lewis?
The sentence should be, you have to write, I will not fuck an old lady corpse on a chalkboard 100 times.
That's brutal.
That's what it should be.
No.
Your hand would cramp up.
I'd argue, I think it should be the same. Is it a lesser crime, though, with a woman who's fighting back?
All right, no, just not rape. Fucking a corpse, is it a lesser crime than groping a woman?
Ooh.
The great, goddamn, Lewis, it's actually a great question you're asking.
Yeah.
Because it's a real live woman.
Real live woman.
Versus the most insane fucking thing to do to a corpse.
A religious person would say that the fucking the corpse is worse.
Yes.
But in the physical, tangible world, I think
I'm not saying what's morally worse.
How much of a grope?
Obviously it's morally. I'm talking about a fucking.
Oh, I don't even think what's moral is obvious.
Yeah.
I think you asked a really tough question.
I think it's morally, for me personally, my moral line is I would rather grope a live woman than fuck a dead corpse. I would feel worse about myself.
What you would rather do is.
I would just feel
really
worse. Like if I looked in the mirror.
Yeah, but that's not really the question.
Like, who am I? What am I doing in life? Like, who am I? What am I like?
Yeah. But the question is, who have you committed an immoral act to that's more egregious? You know, like if you grope a live woman, there's a real victim there.
Have long-term ramifications and stuff. There's no,
yeah, when
there's
you,
no
when
physical
you
or mental
a corpse, that even no matter how any of us feel about it, most of us would probably go, you didn't actually victimize anyone.
I feel like most women would rather be raped, would rather be groped than be raped after their death.
Alex, prefer both.
A fucking corpse is like a tree falling in the forest.
But also, look at this.
So you're saying, Alex, that most women would prefer to be groped while alive than raped while dead.
I think I could get over being groped pretty quickly, but if I knew that my body was going to be fucked,
Alex, you're dead.
God,
you don't know anything. You don't. You're not going
to. Alex, do you know how easy it would be for you to get over being raped after you were dead?
I guess, but I would hate that happened more than I would hate being.
Yeah, listen, I
agree
with you, Alex.
Unless your spirit had to watch your own pacing.
But that's why it's such an interesting question, because we all tend to think that you're right.
Well, but let's.
But at the same time, there's not really a strong argument for it.
Can we do this? These numbers though here, like, fuck, I lost. I've been trying to think of it and hold it in my head, and it's gone.
All right.
I do know what it was. If, let's say, it affects 80 family members each, right? If someone got groped, the victim...
That's crazy. That far of an extended family would care about their grandmother getting...
Yeah.
My mom, it might affect me a little bit more.
Can we say 10?
If someone told me that my great-great-great-great-great-grandmother got groped, I'd be okay.
This is a basic thing, though, I'm saying. If a bunch of people... If it affects... X amount of people in your family, whatever it is, fucking 10 people in your family, the groping affects 11 people because that person's still there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's always a person's damage that's a little bit.
All right.
But the victim's got to live with it. There's always going to be other people who give a shit, but the victim has to continue living with it.
I would understand why more family members would give a fuck about you fucking their dead family member than simply because if my you told me somebody groped my aunt right
now what's
as
a grope? But what do you
grabbing my aunt's titty? I would physically attack the person that groped my aunt.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd physically attack the guy that
fucked her corpse.
Oh, dude, hand groped her. Literally, it's hand.
Have at it, sir.
No, but I mean, I'm not gonna like. First of all, he's fucking. There's just something about a guy who's fucking a corpse that I just don't want to get his blood on me. You know?
Yeah.
He's gonna get my Lord. Sepsis in his cock.
Right. You got a fair point. Lewis actually raised a good philosophical question.
Yeah.
Deep shit.
Very, very philosophical. I'm always
fucking
you're deep ass mofo.
Deep ass.
Should we wrap this bad boy up?
Yeah, doggy.
Let's do it.
Always a fun time with the boys. We will catch you guys live from the stand. We'll catch you guys next week on Legion of Skanks.
We'll see you next week.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
You ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika? It's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.